Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Coves Show. Episode 114. Whether you're listening via podcast or watching on YouTube or Rumble. In this week's episode, my big idea is to dig into truth about advertising. What is true advertising? What is the truth about what you need? The need to research truth. And the rewards for you when you bother to do the work of discovering the truth. When you bother to do the work to be a truth seeker. As the Bible says, the truth will set you free. There are so many aspects, wonderful ideas and elements that flow from just this one sentence. There are so many ways that the truth does indeed set you free. But you have to be willing to dig to discover the true answers to that which you are seeking, whether it be the right medicinal cannabis for you, the right dentist, the right doctor, the right nutritional product, or the right career path. Stick around and be more inspired to stay on the path of being a truth seeker. Our format for this show, to remind you, is that first I explore the big idea and some resources to help you implement the elements of the big idea. Then I review key happenings over the past week. And then the last part of the show is mainly for new viewers and listeners, where I dig into the foundational aspects of this show and further background about me. So, let's get into today's big idea. How true is advertising? Can you believe the advertising, the marketing with which you are bombarded? What can you believe? Today's show is inspired by my interview of Stephen Ung, an expert in identifying good medicinal cannabis products, as distinct from bad medicinal cannabis products. I interviewed Stephen on my show on TNT Radio yesterday. And so if you haven't seen that or haven't heard that show on TNT Radio, please go and visit it. The website is on your screen, tntradio.live. And there are recordings of all of the shows and the interviews that I've conducted since January 2022. Stephen became an expert in identifying what is good medicinal cannabis and which medicinal cannabis products are less than good, indeed some of them being fraudulent. Medicinal cannabis follows the same process. The products are promoted. Stephen tells us that he got interested in medicinal cannabis because his dog, his best mate, was having seizures, and he found out that, hey, perhaps these medicinal cannabis products would help. So he got some product, paid a fair bit of money for it. It worked. And then after a while, it stopped working. And he thought, what's going on? And he used his resources, his network, to get some laboratory work done to find out what was happening. And indeed, he found that the quality of the products being promoted was not what was being delivered. Just like I've done lots of research over the years for my coffee. So Stephen did that work. He did the work because he cared about his dog, the health of his dog. He didn't want his dog suffering, and he wanted his dog to stick around. Are you willing to do the research to find the right answers? So then, once you've done your research and you find out, okay, this product is true, the advertising for this product is true, then the next question, the next element of research is to find out whether that product is right for you. Is it true that that product is right for you? And Stephen Ung, to his great credit, set up two websites that help people discover medicinal cannabis quality products. It's called Medicinal Cannabis Reviews Australia. It's a Facebook group, well worth checking it out. So, is a product or a service good for you? What's the truth about that question? That requires research. That requires an investment of time. So in the medicinal cannabis space, is it the right version of medicinal cannabis? Because there are many different elements to that. It's quite, the cannabis plant is very complicated, over 150 cannabinoids, let alone the terpenes, and then the interplay of all those elements and the way that the products are made, and then how that relates to you as a unique, as a weird human being. All of that requires research. And this process applies to everything that you do. If you don't bother to be a truth seeker, if you don't bother to find out the truth, if you just rely on advertising, then you are often doing yourself a great disservice. Now, I'm not talking about whether you go to a particular restaurant. There are some things where research is worth the time and the energy. And part of the issue around health is that when you are healthy, you have more energy to be able to do this research so that you make better decisions, because you can't rely on advertising. You can't rely on what the medical profession tells you. You can't rely on what government tells you. You have to dig. Otherwise, you are wasting your money, your health, your time. What's more important than time? You can replace money, but you can't replace time. And if you make bad decisions, that has significant downstream impacts. So I want to inspire you again. Gosh, digging to find as much truth as you can is often hugely rewarded. Now, this principle of first finding the right product or service and then analyzing and doing the research whether this product or service that you've ascertained is good, then is the right one for you. Just like in terms of medicinal cannabis, of all the different products, which is the right one for you? Or a motor car. This also applies to dentists. How do you pick your dentist? How do you pick your lawyer? Not all lawyers are the same. Not all dentists are the same. Accountants. Toys for your children. There's some amazing information available on what are educational toys for children and what are simply space taker uppers. The children get it and in no time at all they're bored. What do you want toys to do? What's possible for a toy to be of value to a child, your children, or your grandchildren? How do you pick the right drugs, pharmaceutical products? There's more than one solution. And then what research have you done on the interplay of those drugs? Because if you take six or seven drugs and then you try to work out, gosh, if I take the next drug, how is that going to play or interact with what I'm presently doing? And that's a very difficult question. Question of health. What's the truth about what's right for you in terms of your health? And then what about your resume? You know, when you're wanting to hire somebody, can you rely on the truth in a resume? Is your resume accurate? You know, I've never seen a resume that people talk about their weaknesses, but we've all got vast amounts of weaknesses. And then what's the truth about the place where you want to work? Where do you want to share your passion? That also requires research. Don't just take any job. I say again, seek the truth. Be a truth seeker. Be willing to invest the time to be a truth seeker. The truth will indeed set you free. Isn't that an exciting idea? To be free? I think it is. So, let's consider some resources that will help you to pursue this path, to choose this path of being a truth seeker. My song, two songs in fact, because they're two elements of truth. One is by Bob Dylan, called Hurricane. Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done, put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Great, great message, great movie about somebody wrongfully put in jail and the people that helped pursue the truth and set him free. And then by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You could stand me at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground. I'm talking here about the truth. When you speak the truth, when you stand for the truth, I won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. I will stand my ground and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life in a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground and I won't back down. My book this week is also about discovering truth. It's Slow Death by Rubber Duck, a wonderful book, and it talks about how the toxic chemistry of everyday life affects our health. It's an amazing book. I read it. There are so many chemicals that have never been tested for safety that are used in products, including rubber ducks that children chew on. And that's what these two authors, Rick Smith and Bruce Lowry, discovered. They said, hey, what are my kids chewing on? They were horrified to discover what the truth was about what their kids were chewing on. I recommend that you get it. Now, the truth about coffee, of course, is good for you. My health tip is do some research on medicinal cannabis solutions. In Australia and many countries around the world, it has loosened up significantly. And my interview with Stephen Ung showed me how much it has actually been eased up. It's now so easy to go to your GP. There are 50 plus medicinal cannabis clinics around Australia, and it's a wonderful solution for many problems, or it's a wonderful assistant for many problems. And again, you have to find the place, do the research, go to your GP, go to the medicinal cannabis clinic. Then you have to discover what it is about you that you want assistance on, and then to work out which medicinal cannabis product is the right one for you, and then you access Stephen Ung's Facebook group to get commentary, feedback, testimonials from people who rave about certain products and not about others. The research is worth it. What's your health worth? Invest the time to discover the truth about your health and the way forward. My spiritual tip for you this week is to seek the truth about yourself. When you meditate, seek that truth. What's the right path? What's the true path? What's the truth about the path for you to now take? There are many companies looking for employees. What's the truth about whether you stay in a job that doesn't inspire you or you go and take the risk? And that leads to the quote this week from JFK, President of the United States, assassinated on the 22nd of November, 1963. I remember it well. Why? Because I was delivering newspapers that day, and I had to deliver a second set of newspapers following his assassination. Anyway, this was his quote. A man does what he must, in spite of personal consequences, in spite of obstacles and dangers and pressures. And that is the basis of all human morality. What's the truth about what you must do? Are moral principles, is it true that moral principles guide your decision making? And now for a bit of levity about truth. Since I was talking about lawyers and the truth about picking the right lawyers, the judge in the US was hearing the case, and he called up to the bench the lawyer for the prosecution and the lawyer for the defense, and he said to the lawyer for the prosecution, now listen, you gave me $15,000 to decide this case in your client's favor. And he turned to the attorney for the defense who said, and he said to him, "You gave me $10,000 to influence me to decide the case in your client's favor. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you back $5,000," he says to the attorney for the prosecution, "and I'll proceed with deciding the case on its merits." How about that for a funny bit of truth? So think about how becoming or staying on the path of a truth seeker will make a big difference to your life. A life that I believe is meant to be all that you're capable of making it. My aim for this show is to provoke you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to educate you, to discover more about who you are, to discover your passion, to raise your self-awareness so that this journey that you're going on is an amazing, fulfilling one for you. I invite you to subscribe to this YouTube channel by pressing the button, or to the podcast if that's how you prefer. I invite you to visit our websites, covest.com and charlescovest.com. You can access my books, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, at both of those websites and find details about our programs, about executive coaching, about solutions for your team members, about solutions for your teams that you might be leading, about leadership development. Now, let's review some key happenings during the past week. Firstly, commiserations to friends of ours from Peru, with the Socceroos beating Peru in the World Cup knockout match, where Australia won on penalties 5-4, where Graham Arnold, the coach, substituted the goalkeeper right at the end of extra time so that the substitute goalkeeper could take the penalty shots or could defend the penalty shots. The Peruvians lost, heartbreaking for Peru, wonderful for Australia, but commiserations to our Peruvian friends, particularly Peruvian dentists who we might know. Julie might know them too. In the news this week in Australia, sports stars, footballers, having parties and having drugs and cannabis, not performance-enhancing drugs, but people having to settle themselves down. And indeed, one of the coaches of the football team has been, Damien Hardwick, has been taking medicinal cannabis products because it can often be a wonderful resource for getting rid of chronic pain. But the party boys, the party animals are out there. And they say, what's the truth about people under enormous pressure, public pressure? Well, how are they meant to let off their steam? If they don't let off their steam, there's a price to pay. During the week, I moderated two global meetings, as I do each week, with one of them with Dr. Stephanie Seneff, a wonderful US expert in the field of glyphosate, of chemical poisoning, of chemicals relevant to the Slow Death by Rubber Duck book that I mentioned to you. You need to understand the chemicals that are going into your body because they are harming you in many cases. And the second interview is with Dr. Tao Braun, who beautifully examined aspects of what's being jabbed into people these days. I recommend them to you. If you want the links to those interviews, send us an email to charles@covest.com. Big news this week was a massive collapse in the Australian stock market, and that was replicated around the world. Well, Australia follows the US space, but how could people think that decimating small to medium enterprises through lockdowns is not going to have an impact? There's going to be major financial system challenges and collapses. You need to be aware of that, and the best way that you can prevent impact on you is to look after your health. Being healthy, being energetic, being passionate will enable you to cope with whatever is happening. And that's why during the week I continue, and Julie does, with our exercise regime, with eating the best food, with discovering what is the best food for us so we are in the best possible state of health to cope with anything. It's a wonderful way to live life, to feel like you can cope with anything. So, close to the end. If you're new to the show, stick around, because The next part explores the foundational principles for this show that regular viewers and listeners know about, and also some background about me if you're new to the show. Again, thanks for watching or listening. And until our next show, next week, may your week be full of passion, of challenge, of learning, of a deeper search for truth in most of the things that you choose to do. Thanks for being with us. Share this with others. I look forward to being with you next week. Bye. And now, for viewers and listeners who want to know more about my background and what else I do with my life, as well as the foundational principles of the show, here we are. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, a career that I love, to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have inspired and provoked and educated and motivated people all over the world to discover and pursue their passion. I have helped people via the books that I've written, via speeches at conferences, via in-depth team building programs, workshops, over 1, 2, or 3 days, or over 3 months, 6 months. And I've coached people of all ages, one-on-one, from small, medium, and large enterprises, government enterprises, helping them to identify the often tiny changes that can make a massive difference. One of my core principles is that freedom is what makes us truly human. That's why one of the greatest threats that government imposes on you to force you to observe its laws is the threat of imprisonment, the loss of your freedom. Just think about that. Government says, if you don't behave yourself, we're going to put you in jail. No, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to lose my freedom. That's a reminder to you of why freedom is so important. Without freedom, you and I are not much different to animals. If you were locked up in a cage for the rest of your life, how different would you be to an animal? This commitment to fighting for freedoms for all people is carried out by me primarily through 5 channels. Number 1, preserving the freedom to pursue your passion. Number 2, inspiring you to be able to be free through excellent health. Number 3, helping preserve freedom throughout the world through the expansion of industrial hemp, a magnificent agricultural crop, an almost miraculous crop that enables every community to thrive independently of government. In this way, the power of government to take away freedom is minimized. Number 4, fighting for freedom through legal strategies. So I do work as a legal strategy consultant, as an interface between clients and their lawyers. And number 5, as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy and as a board member of the Australian Cartoon Museum, fighting for the freedom of thought and speech through uncensored comedy and humour, through avoiding political correctness in the comedic space. When you block freedom of speech, freedom of thought, that's the beginning of the end of your freedoms. The foundational principles for the Charles Covess Show are founded on the formula SA plus P equals S. Your self-awareness added to your passion will guarantee that you are successful. And the best definition of success I have found in life is that success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideals. The progressive realization of your worthy ideals. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle and quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." You can see I'm wearing my red jacket. I wear my red jacket for all my shows. Red is the color of passion, so that when you see me on the YouTube version, it reminds you that when you see red in your life, you ask yourself the question, am I pursuing my passion? What am I passionate about? Am I still passionate about that? What might I newly be passionate about? Each week I explore one big idea that can change your life.
And it's just one big idea, because there's a chance you will remember. If I give you too many ideas, then we get confused and we don't do anything. Clarity leads to power. Confusion kills passion. Each week I share simple and practical resources that you've heard me describe in the earlier part of the show. A spiritual tip, a health tip, lyrics of a song, a book, a quote, and of course humour. This show is not politically correct. I have no intention of being politically correct. And I love certain addictions, including my addiction to great coffee. My addiction to exercise, my addiction to reading, and my addiction to certain other unmentionable in public type behaviours. Who would know what they are? This show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. So if you don't like discussion of spirituality, this show is not for you. I promise you that I don't include anything in this show that I don't consider to be true and that I have not found to be useful in the work that I've done over the past 28 years, but also over the past 50 years in business, as a lawyer, as a consultant advisor. I only want to share stuff with you that is of value to you. Finally, if you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to contact me at charles@covest.com. Again, thanks for watching and listening to my show. Bye.